Good evening. Giving unto God, to Pastor Evans, to Reverend Hornsby, and to all of you God's people, I just thank God for this opportunity to come and share on today. Amen. I'm going to be coming from Matthew 27:46. And it reads, "And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, 'Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?' That is to say, 'My God, why hast thou forsaken me?'" Amen. If I was to give this word a title today, it would be, "The question is, my God, why have thou forsaken me?" The answer is, you're not. Amen. The encounter of the crucifixion is a story of God's love for mankind. The suffering of Jesus on the cross demonstrated every emotion that we can experience. On the cross, Jesus suffered betrayal, abandonment, false accusation, and physical pain. He hung, the penalty of death for the sins of mankind. In Matthew 27:45, it states, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness all over the land until the ninth hour." Amen. Jesus endured darkness, not able to hear from his heavenly Father, not even able to view his earthly mother. Have you ever experienced a season of darkness in your life and wondered if God even saw what you was going through? Jesus on the cross experienced the darkness. Yes, though it was physical darkness, but the darkness was greater than that. It was our sin. The Bible tells us the sin stinks in the nostrils of God. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Was not a question of doubt, but if the answer was, you're not forsaken, Jesus endured the pain and suffering that the darkness of sin brought upon the earth. Jesus knew that the faithfulness of his Father, yet he cried, why have thou forsaken me? But as divine, he knew he was not. Life have a way of making us feel that God has left us. We can't see his hand, nor can we hear his voice. All we can see is the darkness of our situation. But God loved us too much to leave us there. Out of the humanness of Jesus, he asked a question, but the divine man knew the answer. Jesus was not the first to ask this question. David, in his trouble, asked God the same questions found in Psalms 22:1. My God, why have thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? The difference was the sin of David left David feeling estranged from God's love. But the obedience of Jesus led him to the hanging on the cross for our sin, even our healing. When Jesus cried on the cross, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Jesus knew God's ability for redemption and deliverance. His question, why has thou forsaken me? It was a cry for us. Jesus knew his assignment, although the pain of the human man was unbearable. However, divine Jesus knew the glory beyond the cross, and he was not forsaken. Jesus in his human state cried out of his anguish, but the divine Jesus, it was the sin of man and the bondage it brought before we was able to cry, Jesus cried. Why hasn't thou forsaken me was not a question of doubt, but a question of faith. Jesus knew the answer that he wasn't forsaken. Yes, there are some hard times in our life. And the question is, my God, why has thou forsaken me? The answer is, we are not forsaken. Yes, it's about the ninth hour in your life. The question, my God, why have thou forsaken me? But the answer is, you're not. This is not the end of the story. It's only about the ninth hour. God has not forsaken us. He promised never to leave us or to forsake us. Don't throw in the towel because the cry has already been made. Don't lose heart because the cry has already been made. Don't allow sin to reign in your life, for the cry has already been made. The question is, my God, why have thou forsaken me? But the answer is, you're not. Let us pray. Lord, we just thank you, Jesus, for the cry on the cross. The question he asked as he endured the suffering of the cross for our salvation. He felt the pain, the sin, the anguish that we feel. His question was, my God, why have thou forsaken me? But he also knew the answer. He has not. Please help to know through Jesus the question has already been answered. Though sometimes it's filled about the ninth hour in our lives, we can rejoice knowing that we are not forsaken. Lord, we praise you and we thank you for the cry from the cross that set us free. Lord, we praise you for your son, Jesus, the question and your answer through Jesus' sacrifice. We have the answer. We are not forsaken. Amen.